Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Okay, we're all in there.
Now back to Peggy and Dion.
This is ESPN 1000.
Happy International Women's Day, Peggy.
Yes, and the men are making some news.
All the news. Don't look away from the socials. I apologize if you have actual work to do today, but the NFL is dominating our conversation. Russell Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos. We're still awaiting all the things that Seattle gave up for this, or what the Broncos gave up for this. That's what I meant. And it's pending his physical and his approval, of course. But obviously, he wanted out. And he made that clear.
Well, his agent last year was the one who leaked the information about Wilson would waive his no trade clause for four teams, the Bears being one of them.
Yes.
And so that was real. That was real. And at the combine last week, all of the Seattle brass, including Pete Carroll, said they absolutely had no interest in talking to anyone about Russell Wilson.
Well, this is crazy. You can't believe anything.
No, you
can't. I don't trust any NFL coach or ownership.
So Wilson had 2 years left on a $140 million contract that he signed back in 2019. Remember last year, his worst season? He had
the broken pinky finger.
Right before the season, he said he was tired of getting hit all the time. So he had definitely struggled last year on the field, off the field.
Yeah.
But now he's a Denver Bronco if he gives it the okay.
I think he will give it the okay. I think he knows that it was time. I think that's a big part of his desire to get out, was that it just needs to be different. Sometimes you just need change. And I think he can thrive in this environment.
Amazing. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. What do you think about all the quarterback news today in the NFL? Aaron Rodgers, 4 more years, Bears fans going to have to see him 8 more times. And now Russell Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos pending his approval. This is amazing. So today is the deadline, right, for teams to
franchise tag. Yeah, by 3 o'clock our time today.
So this is a big day in the NFL.
It's
that
huge.
There's just a lot of work getting done.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Thank you for doing that on International Women's Day.
I know, allowing us to chit-chat all about it.
Now we know what we're going to talk about, right?
I guess.
We actually have someone on the phone lines that want to talk a little bit more about Aaron Rodgers as well. So let's go out to Oak Park, where Tom is joining us now on Peggy and Dion on ESPN Chicago. Hi, Tom. Thank you for being so patient and waiting.
Oak Lawn, actually.
Oak Lawn. There's a big difference. It's a little further south.
A little further. But yeah, these diva quarterbacks making their deals and everything like that on International Women's Day. This should be for you, lovely ladies. I mean, they couldn't wait until tomorrow to do all this. I mean, come on. But in all seriousness, I'm glad you guys are in this spot that the rational bumper, because between this and the Bulls losing, I can't imagine how much Sylvie's going to whine from 2 to 5, from 2 to 6. So,
well, we would like to just keep up the conversation and all the breaking news with the NFL by announcing that Peggy and Dion have also agreed to a $140 million deal with ESPN Chicago.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yes.
And they wanted to announce that on International Women's Day, and we feel so honored.
Right?
It's the largest contract in ESPN Chicago history.
Actually, it'll be $141 million. We have to, like, bump it up.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Somehow, some way,
which is huge news.
But also, in all seriousness, as far as like Aaron Rodgers' deal and such, I don't care that he's going to be with the Packers for the next 4 years. My concern is, what is my team going to do in order so then the development of our quarterback reaches to where then eventually he becomes a great quarterback or maybe even an elite quarterback? What are we going to do as far as the offensive line? How are we going to surround him with weapons? Are we looking into trading people to get more draft equity? Because as of right now, we don't have a lot. That's more my concern. I don't care how much the Packers pay Aaron. I mean, the Bears have beaten Aaron Rodgers before. I know it's few and far between, but it has happened. I was actually there at Soldier Field in 2018 when they actually beat the Packers and won the division. So it can happen, Bears fans. So what can we do to improve our team?
Tom, wouldn't you rather beat Aaron Rodgers than the Bears start winning when Aaron Rodgers leaves and then everyone says, well, you couldn't beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? I would rather the Bears know what the standard is and prove that they can beat them.
Well, considering that we haven't had much winning, I am not a picky fan. I don't care whether it's the Packers.
I appreciate your honesty, Tom.
Whoever.
But for sure, I agree with you, though, Peggy. I think the division is better, obviously, with Rodgers in it. And so the Bears winning anything in the division where he's included, it does make them look better. We're seeing some now of the terms of this deal.
Yeah.
And the specifics.
Adam Schefter is reporting that Seattle will receive defensive lineman Shelby Harris, quarterback Drew Lock, and multiple draft picks for the trade of Russell Wilson to Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to see what those draft picks are.
Draft picks are. Agreed.
Wow, that is something. Let's keep going on the phone lines.
We're digesting it all in real time.
We're looking at the TV. Yeah. We're like on our computers, so we apologize if we're a little disjointed. Our little girl party here just got broken up really fast. Surprise by the guys.
Can we get Sierra on? Like, what is she feeling right now as they're getting ready to move to Denver?
Oh my gosh. Well, they're all. It's not that far west.
No, it's not.
Right?
You're right.
All right, let's go to another. Let's see. Brian, are you in Oak Forest, Oak Park, or
Oak Lawn? Where are you?
Yeah, this is Ryan from Oak Forest.
Okay. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling Peggy and Dion.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, you got to be happy for Broncos fans, Denver, because, Russ, you always have a chance to win with Russell Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I was a Broncos fan, I got to say, I'd rather have him over Aaron Rodgers every day. You know?
Same.
I could probably name about four quarterbacks I'd rather have than Rodgers because, you know, you look at the playoffs, you look at the numbers, Russell Wilson, it's so hard to beat him. And so when it comes to the playoffs, you just can't really trust what the Packers have to give. I mean, they kind of struggle in free agency because, you know, it's Green Bay, and oftentimes their weaknesses get exposed. And the last caller was talking about the Bears. I also wanted to add that if Justin Fields were to go to the Packers, he could be the leader that they need.
Mm. Well, that's a thought there, Brian. But this is what he brings up a good point, though, is free agents going to Green Bay. This is what we've learned, though. With maybe an offensive lineman, you need those free agents. But the wide receivers, the help that a quarterback needs,
right,
those guys are homegrown. The last year's class just proved that.
Yeah.
Like a fantastic rookie class of wide receivers. So listen, it's building around your quarterback, and
it
starts with the offensive line, and then it starts with the targets, making sure that he has enough weapons to go. And both those teams have both of that.
They do. And that's the other thing. Like, the Bears have so much work to do in those departments. Like, I'm with Tom, our caller from earlier, who's talking about, I want to know what my team is doing to make the Bears competitive. What are they doing? Because they only have five draft picks. They don't pick until the second round. They clearly need offensive line help. They clearly need wide receiver help. And I think based on what we saw at the combine, there's speed in this wide receiver class. I mean, maybe one of the fastest ever. So there's depth there. There's ability there. I think on a day like today, where you're seeing the Packers solidify Aaron Rodgers, you're seeing obviously the AFC West getting stronger and stronger. What are the Bears doing to make sure that they can stay competitive in this league, not just in their division, but in this league? And you look at the Broncos, right? They have a brand new coach, Nathaniel Hackett. But to compete in their division, they need Russell Wilson.
Right.
They need it because Patrick Mahomes is going to keep the Chiefs the class of that division for so long. Now they can legitimately compete there.
So do you give Ryan Poles what's the timeline for him to turn things around in Chicago? He's got if I were him, I would just clean house, to be honest with you. Collect draft picks, clean house with as many of the contracts. You don't have anything
right now
will make you win next year.
But
you don't have enough.
What did we say? 30 expiring contracts.
Yeah.
So that's cleaning house. That would be letting those guys go and bringing in who you believe will help develop Justin Fields. Do you believe in Justin Fields? I think we're still waiting to see that. I think they're still waiting to see that,
right.
Don't you?
Right. Sign and trades. You need to collect draft picks right now.
Yes, and they need to get what they can.
Quite obviously, a lot of teams are wheeling and dealing now. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting what we learn from Ryan Poles. Is he a dealer? Is he going to sit back? You know, he's got to get some more draft picks. He absolutely has to.
He has to.
So
yeah.
Who's
he going to give up to get those draft picks?
There's only a couple of guys.
That would... warrant a good return, yeah.
Unless they're able to sign and trade a couple of guys that, you know, because you can't just let all these retiring contracts go.
No, you can't.
You get nothing in return.
Right.
So.
They have to figure out, there's just a lot of work to do there, I guess. And again, I get back to watching all these teams. They're not one player away. The Bears are not in that luxury of saying, we only need one thing. Remember a couple years ago, we thought it was just the kicker.
Oh,
what a
my
joke.
Gosh.
What a joke.
Right?
That still makes me laugh. They are still reeling from that moment.
I know. And just looking at the reaction about the Bears by so many other teams and agents and at the combine is, which was kind of how we all felt about the hirings they made.
Right.
We were like,
I know.
All right. And apparently that's what the rest of the NFL thinks, too. So
it's
going to be a couple of years.
Encouraging. Oh, yeah, it is. But it's hard to see moves like this happening and seeing. And those fans have every right to be excited about it. But gosh, Bears fans deserve that, too, at some point.
Oh, my gosh. What do you guys want to see the Bears do? Seriously, what do you want? When you see that the Packers have their quarterback for four more years now, you see that Seattle is
Russell Wilson.
Able to give up their star quarterback to Denver. What do you want to see the Bears do? What would be really a great move in your eyes? Or is there nothing to be done by Ryan Poles except for a bunch of small moves?
Well, maybe that's the way it starts.
That's how the whole Khalil Mack stuff started, where everyone was like, there's nothing else.
Right.
There's nothing else. Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it.
Yeah,
I don't know that I want them to go.
Well, you need something.
I know.
You got to get something. You got to start building
me.
I'm sorry. She's Dion. I'm Peggy. We'll take some of your phone calls at 312-332-3776 on ESPN Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Peg, the show is flying by because there is news coming at us all over the place. Namely from the NFL on franchise tag deadline day. All we're talking about is quarterbacks. Let me just mention, let's go through everything that the Broncos and the Seahawks traded today to get Russell Wilson to Denver. So the Seahawks give up Russell Wilson and a fourth rounder. In exchange, they get two first rounders, two second rounders, a fifth rounder, Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, and Noah Fant.
Wow.
Wow.
That is blockbuster.
That's huge.
That is amazing.
A massive package.
Yeah.
To quote ESPN.
They were just, they're rebuilding. And Denver is tired of waiting for a quarterback.
Yes. Now, ESPN Stats and Info is informing us at the moment that this is the quarterbacks in the AFC West and their ranking and their quarterback ranking from last year. Ready? Justin Herbert was third in total QBR. Patrick Mahomes, 5th. Russell Wilson, 10th. Derek Carr, 14th.
Now, Russell Wilson had a down year last year. It was probably his worst year.
Right.
So they are banking that it was because of the injury and they had trouble on the offensive line. So he's...
It was all the things. I think it was all the things. It was not just the injury. It was not just the frustrations of not winning, of things just not... It just seemed disjointed all season there, did it not?
That is huge, though. This is I'm still trying to process the fact that Russell Wilson is leaving Seattle. You know, there's guys that you always associate with a team, like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay.
Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Exactly.
But I think Brady proves, obviously, that there is life outside of that. That I'm sure Brady assumed he would remember, that he would always be a Patriot and he'd always be in New England. I'm sure that's what he assumed. But when the relationship soured, he's like, guess what? I can go somewhere else and win.
Yeah.
And he did. And now Russell Wilson is learning that too, that you don't have to stay in one place to be successful.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. And you said you would not trade Khalil Mack?
I don't know. It's not been the same since 2018.
No.
That's for sure.
Right.
But
what about Robert Quinn? No one's going to take that contract.
Take Robert Quinn.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no one will take that contract. If he can play the same as he did last year,
that'd be amazing.
Then you build around him.
And even he said how difficult 2020 was to come into a new team during a pandemic. And I just, one thing that I've learned over the last couple of years is just that whole psychology of sports. And
yeah.
I don't think we've ever given proper weight or perspective to the things that they're navigating as athletes, just as humans, and then also the performance aspect of their jobs. And I think that a lot of times that can play a role in how they perform.
Well,
it's a huge role in how they perform.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you take a break because you're not mentally okay.
Right.
Next thing you know, you're betting $1,500 parlays. Five and 18 parlays.
What? I mean, Peggy, that's a sign in every locker room that we're not going to bet on games, let alone the ones you're playing in.
And you don't think that 1 year is too much?
No. No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Are you kidding?
It's everybody knows that you don't do that, Peggy.
Okay, well, everyone also knows that you don't, you know, hit your girlfriend and you don't, you know, beat your wife. And
there is discrepancy in the punishments handed out by the NFL. There is no question about
that. I mean,
look, it's all over the place.
Ray Rice's suspension. Do you remember what he was suspended?
Yeah.
Tell
me, though.
It was two games.
It's in two games.
Yeah, that was his actual suspension. Adrian Peterson, remember the felony child abuse for using the switch? Six games. Greg Hardy beat his girlfriend. Remember that?
Yes,
Panthers, right?
I
think he was Carolina. I'm pretty sure from what I remember. Yeah. He was originally given a 10-game suspension. That was reduced to 4. Ezekiel Elliott, Dallas, 6 games. So Calvin Ridley gets an entire season, at least, they're saying, which means it could be more
longer
than 17 games for gambling. $1,500. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so now that you say it that way, I mean, it's true, the discrepancy in punishment in the NFL is way out of whack. Clearly, what you just read is proof that it's way out of whack.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, like, I'm the first one to say, as a parent, rules are rules. You don't break the rules, and
you
deal
rules
with the consequences, right?
Correct.
So if you want to change what they're doing and you think that all of these punishments are way out of whack, all right, the next collective bargaining agreement, you have to change those things.
Yes.
So I do get it. But the NFL is talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Of course.
I mean, you've got all the betting parlors now, part of stadiums, and everyone has a segment that is sponsored.
Yeah, that's true.
It's part of our lexicon now. It's,
yeah.
We all talk about it. And yet, you know, it's like the old, well, it's a lot like the pot and the weed.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that when everyone else is, you know, everyone else is smoking it outside, but you're in the NFL, you can't do it. And it's like, well, wait a second. It's legal in all these other states. So, I mean, I get it. Rules are rules. But the NFL, there's just really. And he bet on his own team.
I know. But if there's one thing we know, Peggy, is that NFL fans would put churches to shame with their ability to forgive and forget if you can perform on the field.
True.
And that's why a lot of those punishments were reduced, maybe, because these guys can perform and win and help a team win. And everybody just wants them. The NFL just wants to be that showcase league. They want players on the field that will make people watch. They want the drama queen. They want Aaron Rodgers. They want the headlines, of course. And they stole the headlines today.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yesterday, too.
They won?
Yesterday, too.
What
and
was
it's
yesterday?
The offseason. Calvin Ridley.
Oh, Calvin Ridley.
Remember, we just had that conversation.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I have a little bit of an issue with memory.
Welcome back to the show, Peg.
Memory loss. It is a problem after 50. It happens.
It happens.
Where am I again?
ESPN what
Chicago.
Day is it? What's
yeah. Happening? I thought today was Saturday.
I know, right? I'm all confused. No, I mean, they want the headlines. They want it to be year-round. Why did they push back the Super Bowl? Why did they? Because they want one thing to run right into the next.
Yeah.
And they want to own the calendar year, the sports calendar year.
Well, listen, NFL is king. And
they will always,
anything that happens in the NFL, they will always take precedence. Always. Which is why it's angering me that baseball is just shooting themselves in the foot. Because now, what do the the owners honestly believe that people want to watch baseball into November? This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Peggy, they just canceled the first two series. They said we're the first two series are gone. But if you agree by tonight, this new deadline, deadlines, it's just words. Because they have set deadline, then they've set another deadline, now they've set another deadline. It's like, okay, but if we agree by tonight, we can play a full 162. How? Wait, you just said...
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the difference is money in the pockets. So money in the owner's pockets with two games, doing the double headers, and money in the player's pockets by not having... They'll make up those games. They'll get paid for them, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it all... It is always coming down to money.
Yes, but on a day like today where the NFL is winning, and baseball is being forgotten... Because the casual fan, I don't think, was aware of the lockout and how infrequently they were even meeting. Where were these urgent meetings in December? Where were these? Why did they wait so long?
Because they were at their winter homes in Florida.
Gross. That's gross. I don't care.
It is true,
I don't
though.
Care.
It is true that they, listen, they're not, they're
we'll get
not
to it when
going
we get to it.
Exactly
well,
right.
Well, then, you know what, baseball? We'll get to you when we get to you. Today is about the NFL.
Yeah.
And International Women's Day. Not necessarily in that order.
Well, isn't that interesting?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go out to West Coast Jay, who is calling us on ESPN Chicago. Peggy and Dion here as we're talking NFL news all day long between Aaron Rodgers signing an extension or coming to an agreement on a four-year extension with Green Bay. Now Russell Wilson gets traded to Denver. We're talking about yesterday with Calvin Ridley's suspension. Jay, what are you thinking about all this?
I'm kind of indifferent on the whole Rodgers thing, whatever, you know, I mean, he plays great and we get as far as we do. I'm kind of over that story. As far as the Calvin Ridley thing, you know, Pete Rose is never going to get into the Hall of Fame because he bet on his own sport. There's betting has become legal everywhere now, and I understand where they got to set a higher precedent for it. I don't agree that it should be higher than beating on your woman. And you know, that's where it's off, but you know, him being gone for a year, hey, whatever, you know, you're not supposed to be doing it. And, yeah, I guess maybe they're trying to set the example immediately just to stop people from even trying it. Like, hey, you know, don't even bother. Otherwise your career's going to be over.
Yeah.
So,
Jake.
You know, but they need to, do more about beating on your ladies, though, because, I mean, come on. Hey, happy National Women's Day, by the way.
I know, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a lovely topic going on about that as well. Jay, are you a Seahawks fan?
I'm not. I'm a Packer fan and owner that was born on the south side of Chicago. So.
Oh, my gosh.
What? How did that happen?
You know, Dad was a Packer or was a Bears fan, so naturally I had to be like, you know, screw you. You know, but he finally, before he died, bought me a Packer blanket. So he got on board with me being a fan. But I mean, we practically grew up in Wisconsin every year camping and stuff. So, I mean, it was my home away from home. And I was the only Packer fan out of the four boys. So the rest of them are Bears fans. And you know, the way I look at it, having Rodgers as a quarterback, and what the Bears have going on, how many more postseason wins do the Packers have over what the Bears have in, like, the last decade?
Oh, I don't even want to look it up.
It's not that many.
It's
because
not.
They can't
he keeps,
win in the
he keeps oh, losing.
True. But he keeps losing in the postseason. But they're there, at least.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It hurts a lot more being there and going nowhere than it does, you know.
I don't even watch it anymore. Yeah,
I don't even watch it anymore, and it's sad because I have a winning team, and I sound like a Bears fan.
You do. We have no sympathy for you, Jay, but we appreciate you calling in today. That's all.
Not looking for sympathy.
Thanks for the call, Jay. We appreciate it. So much going on. Everybody has an opinion about
this. Breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
More Packer news.
Come on.
As the Green Bay Packers have put the franchise tag on Davante Adams. It's official now.
Yep.
I guess everything is going to become official at 3 o'clock, but this is just part of laying the groundwork to get him his long-term deal, but he right now will be under the $20.5 million franchise tag.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you figured that was going to happen once Aaron Rodgers
agreed.
Was secured. Oh, my gosh. And that's the 3 o'clock deadline is today to put the franchise tag
yeah.
for NFL teams. So we're going to find out more. There's no way the Bears are going to franchise tag anyone.
No, I don't think so.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, that didn't go well last year. Let's not do that anymore.
Right?
Right.
That was with the
Somebody Allen says Robinson. They don't want to be franchise tagged. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, but if you think that they're going to, like...
What a terrible year he had, Peggy.
I know.
Terrible.
I know. That goes back to understanding your players and whether it's going to affect them, and I know.
Sports psychology.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. The women are going to break it down.
I would put the franchise tag on, like, Tony Medlin.
I thought that was, like, a given, right? I would, too.
Tony Medlin's been there for, like, 40 years as the equipment manager. And
how many different coaches and GMs has he survived? Now, that's a story.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
Well, I'm trying to remember. I first started covering the Bears the week that Ditka was fired in 93.
Was Tony there?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Had to have been.
I feel like he was.
I feel like he was, too.
Yeah, I feel like he was there at the old Hallis Hall at the old Lake Forest College. If not, it was right around that time when he... Wow.
It'd be a good one. If you could franchise tag someone who is essential to the day-to-day life of an NFL franchise, it would be Tony Medlin.
Mm.
That air horn at practice, man.
NFL.
He ran that like a champ.
Yep. Breaking news. It's breaking news.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
It's already 1:30, Peg.
Oh, my gosh. Where did the time fly?
It's flying. Okay. She's
From
Peggy.
Green Bay to Seattle.
Yeah, that's where the time's going. She's Peggy. I'm Dion. This is ESPN 1000.
Wow. Big news today in the NFL.
I know.
Russell Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos from Seattle in a blockbuster deal. Aaron Rodgers comes to an agreement for a 4-year extension in Green Bay.
Which he had the spotlight today for about 95 minutes. And
you like
Russell,
that, don't you?
I do. I love it so much. He was right there on the front. And I mean, all I had to do was refresh the ESPN.com page. And there was Russell Wilson in his place right there, center stage.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Life goes on.
Yeah. And
because let's face it.
A lot of people love this move.
Rodgers was not at breaking news. This is breaking news.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a great point. Who was shocked and surprised that Aaron Rodgers came to an agreement for a 4-year extension?
No one in this room.
No, nobody was shocked.
Nobody.
Although, when they said that there was something to the fact that he wanted to go to Denver, so obviously Denver was searching very hard to trade for a quarterback. Green Bay was not going to send him to Denver.
Right.
Green Bay was not going to let him play anywhere else.
No.
Except Green Bay. Once they signed him, all of a sudden, Russell Wilson goes to Denver.
Yeah.
1 week after the Seahawks brass was in Indianapolis claiming that they were not listening to any Russell Wilson trade talks.
Of course they were, Peggy. They're not going to tell us anything.
Yeah.
They are going to break their own news. That's what happens in the NFL. They break their own news.
Really
Players,
amazing.
Teams, they all break their own news. And here it is. Now, I was going back to look at, because we were just talking about he was ranked, he had his QBR rating last year was 10th overall in the league. So I was wondering, like, how far down that is for a typical Russell Wilson. Is that a down year,
yeah,
really?
That's definitely, yeah, definitely. Last year was his worst year, I think, in the NFL. It was his worst professional season.
I'm going to confirm that. I think it was.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad with the pinky injury, and you know he was upset with the offensive line. Yeah, yeah. So Denver receives Wilson and a 4th-round pick. Okay,
yeah.
So Denver also gets a 4th-round pick, and you still have the deal. What does Seattle get in return?
Well, shoot.
the defensive lineman, Shelby, right? Wilson? Was that it? No, Shelby.
Harris.
Shelby Harris. There you go.
In front of me.
Thank you.
You're
Shelby
Harris. Oh, you got it?
We've got Seahawks are getting 2 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders, a 5th. Drew Locke, Shelby Harris, and Noah Fant.
Oh, that's right. Drew Locke, Shelby Harris, and Noah Fant. Okay, wait a second.
Who's still on the...
Two first-round picks.
Right.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, my Lord. If you could only... If there was only anyone on the Bears that they actually had last year that they could have...
There's no one. There's no one.
Wow. What could have been? What could have been?
Right.
And we were also talking about the Calvin Ridley suspension yesterday.
Yeah.
At least a season.
Right.
For gambling. And I get it. Listen, I'm the same way.
But, but you've been in the locker rooms. You've seen it. It's a sign that as soon as you walk in, you see it more than once that we won't gamble on our own games.
I get it, but it just seems like at least
a season. It's just reactionary. That's what the NFL does. They're reacting as quickly. You know what I mean? Like it's and I didn't know how to feel about him taking to Twitter immediately.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
That was just stop talking. Just yeah, stop talking.
That was like, not good.
I mean, you're making it worse.
Exactly. Larry is on the road listening to us on ESPN 1000. It's Peggy and Dion, and Larry has some thoughts about the Ridley suspension as well. Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to show my age here, but precedent was set for this way back in the '60s. The Golden Bear with the Packers. I don't remember who Alex Karras played for, but they were suspended for a year each. Okay.
Paul Hornung,
and they weren't
right?
even gambling on football.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay. All
and Arch Leister. Remember Arch Leister also?
Oh, I remember Arch
Leister. That one skips my thought. You know, you get older and the cesspool of useless information just kind of blows out a little bit.
Hey, that's what we're here for, Larry.
But also, Joe Namath, when he was with the Jets, tried to start clubs in some nightclubs in the New York City area, and the NFL stepped in and said, hey, the people that are your partners in this, we're not going to accept it. You'll either be a nightclub manager or you won't be in the NFL. Now, they didn't give a suspension. They were just going to kick him out. You have a choice.
Now, you know what? You're right about that. The NFL is very, very strict on who is allowed, you know, in the club of owners.
Sure.
They're very strict and make sure that there is absolutely, you know, no history of impropriety with anyone that actually applies for ownership in the NFL. So, yeah, they watch their image when it's convenient for them.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these, there's so many other instances where the punishment should have been worse than gambling.
Yes.
And I get that it's the game. It's making sure that the game sticks.
The integrity of the game is somehow upheld here. Yes.
Trust me, I get it.
People don't realize that there are 50 NFL players that go to jail and stay in jail every year. And I mean, it's something. The NFL's got a lot of problems that, you know, we don't see them up front unless something becomes spectacular. Okay, or it's a big name. But, you know, it's something where, well, and one thing, Rodgers, I've been a Bears fan for 59 years, okay? And Rodgers was never going anywhere because his ego wouldn't allow him to go to Denver where there are three other quarterbacks as good as him. Hmm. Okay? He's going to stay here where he is the king. He knows it. And, you know.
Well, if they're going to pay him too, Larry, then of course.
Yeah.
He's
well,
stay.
Yes, and it's he's a little bit smarter than Brett. Brett said, "Oh, I'll retire to get his money." Mm-hmm. Aaron, you got to give him credit. I don't like him; he's an ass, but he's he's smart. I won't retire. Trade me somewhere else.
Yep, right. Exactly right.
And he got his money,
the surprise of no one.
Yeah. It's like Charles Barkley said the other day. He's that pretty girl that needs to be told every day how pretty she is.
That's a good point. I know. Larry, thank you.
We're up against the break. Yeah, that was well said right there. For sure.
That is so true, too. But he becomes the first player
day.
In the NFL to hit the $400 million mark in career earnings. That's Aaron Rodgers does with his big extension. 4 years, $200 million contract, $153 million is guaranteed. And then on the flip side, it's about $140 million, maybe $150 million of Russell Wilson's contract that he signed back in 2019 that Denver now gets and Seattle gets to take off their books. So,
yeah.
Woo!
With a lot to work with the draft. Yep. A lot.
And still an hour and 15 minutes to go and the deadline for the franchise tag. So could be some more NFL news.
I know. You want to stay and just keep talking about it, Peg?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's not let the next show come in.
Well, let's at least just come back in a little bit, all right?
All right. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back. This is ESPN 1000. Well, the drama continues, Peggy. Aaron Rodgers has felt the need to get back in the conversation because maybe he was upset that Russell Wilson was dominating headlines for a grand total of about 4 minutes. But this is what Aaron Rodgers says.
This is so funny because you did just say that Aaron Rodgers loves being in the spotlight.
Yes.
But it only lasted for about 90 minutes before the Russell Wilson news broke. And then
here comes Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is like, wait, stop talking about Russell Wilson.
I'm still here and there's still things to be sorted out.
What did he tweet?
He said, and I quote, "Hey, everyone, just wanted to clear some things up. Yes, I will be playing with the Packers next year. However, reports about me signing a contract are inaccurate, as are the supposed terms of the contract that I quote-unquote signed. I'm very excited to be back." Then he put a bicep curl, hashtag year 18.
Really?
And a heart emoji.
So what that means is he hasn't agreed to the final contract yet. The numbers are probably about right, but like we were joking, like what's he going to complain about this year? He doesn't have anyone to throw the ball to. Well, now he does. He has Devontae, who was franchise tagged today. Okay. Well, they're reworking the deal a little bit. Aaron Rodgers' agreement, they're reworking it so that they can loosen up some money.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Because that's crazy amount of money.
Yes. And otherwise you're going to complain. You know, you don't have guys protecting you on the line and you don't have, well, they don't have any money to pay anyone.
Do his teammates like him?
Yes. He was, he just officiated one of his teammates, one of the offensive linemen's wedding.
They do.
Like 2 days ago.
And his relationship with Devontae Adams is like.
Loves him.
They're like, they're in sync like very few quarterback receivers in the league.
Did you get to talk to Luke Getsy at all?
No.
Don't you just want to
you
know he's going to just crush over loving Aaron Rodgers? Of course.
Of course.
Of course he will.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers kills me.
How about Nathaniel Hackett, though? First head coaching job in Denver, and you get Russell Wilson.
Right?
That's pretty swell.
Pretty darn good.
Yep. And the other option was you were trying to get Aaron Rodgers, which we don't think was true. But now... you know it's Russell. It's pretty cool.
I know.
Did you see what the Broncos tweeted out?
No, I did not
see that. The volleyball from Castaway with the face drawn on
Wilson. That's pretty good.
That's pretty magical.
We started this day with it being International Women's Day.
Is it still? Because that feels like so long ago.
No. Once again, we were overshadowed by the NFL. Mm-hmm. But we were actually, I would like to take the time to actually... tip of the cap to all the women working in sports these days.
Yes.
Especially in Chicago. You want to talk
so
NFL,
many.
You know, okay, we can talk about NFL. We could talk about the women in the NFL who are in the Eagles have a woman in the front office who actually interviewed for the Vikings GM job.
Oh, that's right.
She was on the Vikings list. And I'm sorry that I don't remember her name. But the Bears, their CFO is Karen Murphy, mm-hmm. is a woman. And they have Ashton Washington. Ashton Washington, the first female scout hired by the Bears last year. You know who Ashton Washington is. Was she with the Bears prior to scouting? Or was she hired in as a scout?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think as a scout, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, what if I can take this like moment to just say Ashton Washington is going to be honored at this year's Girls in the Game dinner, which is coming up on March 31st.
Awesome.
Girls in the Game, I sit on the board of directors. I love this organization. They do wonderful things for girls, providing programming in Chicago and also Baltimore. We were in the Dallas area for a while. And really, it's about sports, health, and leadership. And a lot of the leadership programming is anti-violence, and the girls in our city need this kind of support around them. And the March 31st dinner is at the Intercontinental Hotel. in Ashton, Washington, which we have not heard from yet.
No.
Since she was hired by the Bears as an NFL scout, she will be honored and she will be there speaking. I'm very excited to listen to her and to hear her. We also have a couple of other people who are going to be honored as I try to find my notes real quick here. Help me out. I don't know what you're looking for. Sam Rappaport.
Oh, yeah, Sam Rappaport.
Sam Rappaport is with the NFL Diversity and Inclusion. She is their...
The Bears' Tanisha Wade is part of their Diversity and Inclusion.
Exactly,
as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Sam Rappaport also will be honored, as will from the world of the Red Stars. The Chicago Fire, that's it.
Yes.
Chicago Fire's president is also a woman. She is going to be honored as well. And I'm looking to see, Dr. Azike, formerly of the IDPH, she will be honored as well at the Intercontinental Hotel. The dinner is March 31st. And the Chicago Fire president, the football club president, Ishwara Glassman Shrine, is one of the other honorees. So it's a great night. If you are interested in donating or sponsoring or attending, there are still tables available. You can go to girlsinthegame.org.
Awesome. I love that, Peg.
Yeah, well,
it's a good day. It's a good thing to be recognizing so many women who have... That is the progress that you and I were talking about earlier, is that, you know, we don't always... we're not always honored on International Women's Day. We don't always know what's going on.
Right.
But what you just mentioned is clear sign that there is progress there. And I want to thank Sarah Spain for coming on earlier today and talking to us a little bit about that. Like, just the opportunities that we have, and that we're not in competition with each other anymore. We can really celebrate what other women are doing in our industry, in and around our industry, and own where we're at too. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Sarah is one of the minority owners for the Red Stars, which is really cool that they put together
11 women.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's really cool. I love that opportunity.
Yeah,
I would love that opportunity to be considered an owner of a professional sports franchise.
Should we do that?
Well, yeah, because we had our own breaking news that we signed
the largest contract in ESPN radio history.
Yes, ESPN Chicago signed us to a $141 million contract.
Actually, I'm not prepared to agree to the terms just yet.
Yeah, that's right. You know, well, we have to free up a little money for, like, I don't know, Sylvie.
Just a bit.
Waddle, maybe? No, he doesn't need it.
Waddle's got plenty
of money. He doesn't need anymore.
Waddle's not in today because it's International Women's Day, and he has four of them that he has to take care of today. That's why he's not here.
Exactly right. You have to keep them happy.
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes. Okay, we're going to crosstalk next. Are you excited?
Sure.
Stay hinged, Peg.
All right. I'll try not to let it go off the rails. I'll try not to say any words that I'm not supposed to say.
You'll try. Yeah. All right.
Are we going to talk about big hands?
I don't know. Are we supposed to?
No. NFL Combine talk.
Oh, right.
I always think about that. So I really don't want to because I'll just start laughing again.
Don't.
All right. We won't do it.
Be nice. Okay. Be nice. We're going to cross talk next. Stick around.